Today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Samach Zayin, and we are on Samach Vav Amibes. As we continue our travels through Izeo Neshech and various issues of Ribbis that come up, again, mostly Ribbis Durabanan, this parak is almost exclusively, not exactly, but most of it is, because as we know, Ribbis Daraisa, Ribbis Ketsusa is only when there's an actual loan, and there is a condition based on the loan, usually explicit, sometimes implicit, but many of the other cases that come up, smack of Ribbis a little bit, Avak Ribbis, Ribbis Durabanan, which as we know, the Gemara said earlier, the difference in Halacha is whether it's Yotze B'dayanim or not Yotze B'dayanim, as we will get back to B'ed Hashem today. So now, let's go to Samach Vav Mabez, where we are up to Rav Bar Shva. Rav Bar Shva, about two-thirds of the way down. We just had a case also of conditions, if I agree to take responsibility, and then something happens. The last story we had, his best field got flooded. Does he have to give the next best field or something else? Here's another case. Rav Bar Shva, v'masik bei Rav Kahana Zuze. Rav Bar Shva owed Rav Kahana money. Amar le, ilo parana lecha, liyom ploni, gavi mehai chamra, if I don't pay you from such and such, at such and such a day, so then you could collect from this barrel of wine. And the barrel of wine goes up in value in the interim. So the question is, giving that back, so now you're going to give back more than what was borrowed. So that could be a problem. So Savar, Pabla Meimar, and also, not only, as we have been talking about this past daf, not only a problem of maybe Ribbis, but also Asmachta. Right? That's what the Gemara has been talking about. Remember we discussed yesterday about the Gemara does not focus on Ribbis, because it was a lump sum fine. That's what the Ritva said yesterday. But also here, he just said, again, it's not that it's going to cost you more, right? It's just that this barrel, and now this barrel has gone up, Rashi says, Iker Chamra. So what happens? Savar Papa Lamei Marki, Aminin Aslachta Lo Kanya. Rav Papa thought to say, when do I say that Asmachta is a problem? Meaning, a commitment based on a future event that is out of my control. So Aki Aminin Aslachta Lo Kanya, or maybe even in my control, but I didn't think it would happen. Guzma, Hani Mili Ba'ara. That's only by land. Delav Lezvune Kaima. Because that's not normally sold, and therefore, if I'm going to have to give you my land, I'm really not thinking that I'm going to have to do that, and therefore, that's why lo kanya. Aval chamra kima de lezvune koi kizuze dami, but wine, since the barrel, since you sell wine normally, and it passes, and there's transactions, kizuze dami, so you might think that it's just like money, and if I borrow a certain amount of money, zuzims, I have to pay back that money, even though, let's say, it has more buying power. Even though, let's say, different levels of inflation changed over time. So you might say, the issue of the Aspachta Lokani is only by Karka, not by Metaltalin. Amalei Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, L'Rav Papa, no. Hachi Amrina, Mishmei D'Rabba, Kol D'I Lokani. Any kind of D'I. If this happens, something based on a future event, that is Aspachta, even if it's Metaltalin, and therefore it wouldn't be Kona. We mentioned quickly yesterday, but just to explicate it, because we didn't really get to go into it. So what about a lottery ticket? The post can discuss. Is that a slachta or not a slachta? So Rav Avadi Yosef and Achuva in Yabia Omer is Choshe Mishpat Simon's Chelek Zion, is not a fan. He thinks it could be a problem based on all of these. It's buying something based on a future event that might or might happen. But most postgim, Rav Sternbach has a tshuva about this, and Tshuvas van Hagos, Chelek Dalin, and others assume that no. By a lottery ticket, it's like a stock. Why isn't a stock asmachta? Because it's not that I commit to a future transaction, but I commit today, I buy something. I bought a ticket. Now the ticket is worth a dollar. I hope it's going to be worth $5 million tomorrow. But I hope it appreciates, but the transaction is done. The transaction is finished, right? Just like I buy a house, I hope it appreciates in value. Just like I buy anything. If the transaction is done and then the appreciation occurs afterwards, so then that's not asmachta. Asmachta means I commit to a future transaction that didn't occur yet in full, and it depends what's going to happen in the future based on an event, based on a race, based on a game, based on whether I'm going to pay money back or not. Whatever the case may be, that is issues of asmachta. Some cases are a little gray. Right, futures and other types of transactions. But again, that's the general kula and heter. The post can say it might be bal tashchus, but it might not be, wouldn't it be a problem of aslachta. The Rav Zilberstein here in the Chashuge Chemet discusses a case where a school promises that they will give prizes for those who learn Mishnayos. right, prizes. Do they have to fulfill, I mean, it's an unusual question. It says, do they have to go through with their commitment? They committed. They didn't know. The boy's going to learn, not going to learn. So he goes through. He says, of course they have to go through their commitment. That's not a problem. That is a incentive. And in terms of, especially of an educational tool, to say something and not follow through on it is would be terrible. But he assumes there, v'chei ben yoneinu, shanhalas ha-talmud Torah, samcha daita. Right, they knew it wasn't like a lack of gemiras das. They knew that people were going to learn. Some chadaita laseis v'chol matzav pras liyelad echad v'rak hashayla l'mi ain b'mishem hashmachta. There is no problem here, and also you have to make sure not to teach them falsehood v'chulu. And that's he goes through different permutations of that type of case. Okay, there's another thing, but we'll get to that, B'Shem, a little bit later.
It's there now. The Chamer is there.
See, the Chamer is there, but the question is this, is he committed to do this? Do we assume that this is full Gemira's Das? He doesn't, he says that if I'm not going to pay you back, then you're going to be able to take this barrel of wine. Right, so then he doesn't think that it's going to be a problem. So if the wine went up, that's why he didn't commit to it in the first place. Right, it's based on a de, right? So that's why it's still conditional. It's not like this is an apotiki. He really, we assume, didn't want to give the barrel of wine deep down. That's what asmachta is. We assume that deep down he's not fully committed. Right, that's the sugya in Misaki Bekuvia. When you the dice players in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, deep down, yeah, they know they're probably going to lose, but they really don't want to. That's the high standard of Gezel Durabanan that halacha has. So here too, that's what we say, that he really doesn't want to give the barrel of wine deep down. That's not what he's planning. Like, he doesn't want to give the field, he doesn't want to give the wine, whatever the case is in the future. But, you know, that is, we say, it's all asmachta in general, including metaltil, and that's the Gemara's Maskana here.
And as far as Ribbis is concerned, it'll be all right.
And that's the, the assumption is that it's kind of like the answer that the Ritva says, that it's a one-time lump sum. It's not dependent on the loan. I hope to pay you back. If not, no, I'm willing to pay a fine. That's how it's formulated. Amar Rav Nachman says the Gemara Hashad. Amar Rabbanan Asmachta Lo Kanya. Rav Nachman says, now that we have said that Asmachta is not Koneh, the commitment is not considered halachically valid. So back to our Mishnah's case, where he says, I commit to you to pay you back, and if I don't pay you back, then you can have my land. And the guy says, I'm going to take your land. So that was the case of the Mishnah, which we said in the Seifa, back on Samachay Amabez, so Harehi L'Shalom. But we pointed out, that's only according to the opinions that hold Asvata Kanya. But if he has Vata Lo Kanya, no good. So says Rav Nachman, Hadar Arav Ahadri Peire. So you have to give back the land, and you also have to give back the payros that were eaten in the interim. Right? If the person took it illegally, so that he has to pay back even the payros that he ate. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. What if they didn't realize it was a problem until, you know, Beza made an announcement and they had to give back the property? Lameimer, the Savar of Nachman, is this to tell us, Mechila Bita'us, Lohavi Mechila? The Lova here was Mochel. So he's going to get his land back. But what about the payros in the interim? He says, you know what? You know, I realize that he's eating it, but now all of a sudden, Beza tells me, you know, he had no right to eat your fruit. So you can get it back. So what do we say? You get it back. But what do you mean? He was mochel. He gave them rights. He gave the malver rights. Says Rav Nachman, the fact that you have to give back the fruit, or the Gemara says, from the fact that Rav Nachman says that he has to give back the fruit, teaches us that he seems to hold mechila b'taos, a mistaken mechila, lo havi mechila. That is not called a mechila. But really, but we see otherwise from the following, though, itmar. But what about the following case? Now we are into two major Shas topics right here that converge. One of them is mechila, as we just mentioned. Mechila b'taos. Should it be a mechila or not? What's the svara? Let's wait a minute. That's right, but let's keep on the next case. Says the Gemara, v'yitmar hamocha peiros deka lechaver. If somebody sells fruit to their friend that didn't grow yet, peiros deka lechaveiro. I sell you a tree, but I'm selling you the fruit of the tree. So Amar Afuna, achlo bo la olam yachol lachzer bo, before the fruit are in existence, you're allowed to be chozer bo. Misha bo la olam, but once they exist, ein yachol lachzer bo. He can't be chozer bo. Why? That's the opinion. Adam makne davar shlo bala olam, that you can be makne something. So again, before it's bala olam, then you can retract for sure, even according to the opinion that says it works. But if once it's there, said he can't be chozer bo, because on the machna davar shalobala olam. That is the opinion of Rav Huna. For Rav Nachman Amar, no, af bishabo la olam, yachal achzer bo. Even after their bala olam, even after the fruit grow, then you could be chozer bo, because the kinyan wasn't a kinyan. Right, you can't be machna something that does not exist. That's the machlokas, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. The Yama Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman though admits though, even though the Kenyan wasn't a Kenyan, what if he, the Kona, grabbed some fruit and ate it before the Mocher could say, wait a minute, I didn't realize that it wasn't a sale. Umode modina di shamed v'acha lo mafkina minei. We don't make him give the fruit back. Why? We think, mechila b'taus, have a mechila. A mechila that a person didn't realize was a mechila, but he did it anyway, so that's a mechila. Kasha, so how can he say in the case of our Mishnah type of case, the Asmachta case, where he takes the field after not paying back the loan, so there we say you have to give the fruit back, and here you don't have to give the fruit back. Both of them are cases of mechila. Answer, hasam zvini, hacha halva. There's a difference, as we've seen a number of times in this parak. We have a higher standard when things look bad. Lagabe ribis. So when it comes to halva in our Mishnah, that doesn't look good. Doesn't look good. You're taking more. It was a case of borrowing. And even though, let's add in the words of the Ritva to the Gemara, and even though it was a one lump sum at the end, but we paskin asmach de lokanya, and therefore the whole thing doesn't work. And if you also keep some of the fruit, it's smacks of ribis. Rashi says in the second to bottom line, mechzi karibis, shemitchila bahalva balo. This is a malvin lova relationship here. And if there's a malvin lova relationship, that's always more chamor than a mocher kona relationship. And that's why, even though fundamentally we would say maybe mechila b'taus works, in our Mishnah we would say mechila b'taus doesn't work in this case. What would be the svara? Why would you say mechila b'taus should work? Or should it work? So this gets into a question of the Achronim. The Machane Ephraim, one of the early Achronim, lived at the early Achronim, 1500s around, so in Hilcha Zechia Mehefker, right? He has a sefer that is quoted very often in various contexts of Choshen Mishpat. So there he quotes, "Can you do Mechila Balkarcha? You owe me money. I say, you know what? Don't worry about it. Keep it. And you say, no, I want to pay you. I say, no, I'm being mochelit. You don't have to pay me. And you say, no, I am giving it to you. I don't want your mechila. Could there be a mechila balkarcha? Do you have to accept? So you can throw the money at me. But is that still considered paying your loan because I can't be mochelit? Or the mechila works, but you're giving me a gift now because you don't really owe me anything. Is there mechila balkarcha? That's the question of the Machane Ephraim. So he discusses, well, how do you view mechila? These are his words. Mechila, is it? So this is early Achron that comes up with these words. Do you look at mechila as a kinyan? A kinyan. You owe me money. When I'm mochel, it's as if I got the money and I'm giving it back to you. Is that what that mechila were? It's as if kilu is kabalti. It's a language of some Rishonim. It's as if I got it and I'm giving it back to you. Do you say that? Or do you say, no, mechila, you did not pay me, but I am now removing myself from being your balchov. I am being mesalik myself. See, look. So the was never paid up, but I've removed myself, and therefore mamela v'chiyah falls away. Is that how you view mechila? Kinyan versus see, look. So it suggests the Machane Ephraim, that would be the nafkamina. If it's a kinyan, I can't force a kinyan on you. Right? You can never do a kinyan balkarcha. So then, you throwing me the money, that would be a fulfillment of the chiyuv, because I cannot remove it based on my mechila. But if you say it's a siluk, I can remove myself even if it's against your will. That's one nafkamina. Or another nafkamina the Stipler talks about in Sanhedrin, in the first parak. That's where this sugi comes up at the Gemara. Mechila tzricha kinyin, or ena tzricha kinyin? Does mechila, right, the Sanhedrin davav, Tosa discusses this, whether when you're do mechila, do you have to have a kinyin chalip in there? Again, it might be connected, whether it is a kinyan or just a siluk. But the Achronim also say maybe our case of mechila b'taus is a nafkamina. If it's a mistaken kinyan, the whole thing falls away. Right? Kinyan is subject. It has to be with ratzon. It has to be with das. It can't be balkarcha. Maybe siluk could, if I remove myself even unintentionally. Maybe I can't reinstate myself because relationship, the financial relationship has already fallen away once I've removed myself. The Stipler there has another interesting nafkamina. Can you do mechila to a katan? Right, a katan, we know, on a daraisa level, a katan can't really own anything, but Bali Tosfos in a few places hold that a katan can own something daraisa if das acheres makne. If I am makne it into their rishus, and that's why Bali Tosfos explained the Gemara in Sukkah, on the first day of Sukkis, I could give it to a katan, but I can't get it back from a katan. So I should first be yotze, my dalad minim, because it has to be yours, it has to be lachem, while he can't give it back. Das acher is makne, but he can't be koneh. So here too, can he be mochel to a katan and he can own it midaraisa? So if it's a kenyan, yes, according to das acher is makne, maybe according to, if it's a siluk, so then it wouldn't be good. That's what the stipler talks about. De lo mishum de ein sarach maisa kenyan, al mishum de bachol mechila ika maisa kenyan. De zoche b'mashat dachas yadahu, v'avalei kechater v'yadah de konebo. Right, it's like a kenyan that he has. So that is one shas topic that comes up here. The other one, these are two shas topics that come up right here. One shouldn't say that I don't spend enough time on Amud Beis, because all this time is on Amud Beis, right? So says the Gemara, related to Makna Davar Shalom Bala Olam, the middle of Amud Beis needs some work. But anyway, so the Makna Davar Shalom Bala Olam, where is this discussed? It's discussed in the Mefarshim on Parshas Toldos. Parshas Toldos, where the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh discusses how is it possible that Yaakov bought the Bechora from Esav. It was a Davar Shalom Bala Olam, right? It did not exist yet. How could he be Koneh? So all the Achronim, again, the whole assumption of the Sugi is that they had to keep Halacha, and the Kinyanim had to be subject to the rules of Kinyanim of Bizman HaZeh. That's what you might say, the whole thing doesn't have to work. It's before Matan Torah, they acted differently. But if you assume that they had to be subject to the rules of Kinyanim, then all the Achronim get into the act. How was Yaakov able to be Koneh the Bechora, which did not exist yet? So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, wait, I have two suggestions. Number one is the Gemara earlier we had on Daf Tezayin. We had earlier the Sugya of Davar Shalom Bala Olam. And the Gemara there said, if you remember, that even if you hold, you can't be Koneh or Makneh, Davar Shalom Bala Olam. But if you say today, if you say what I need for today, right, Mashi Iresh, last line of Tezayin Amud Aleph, Mashi Iresh Me'aba Hayom, so then that's good if somebody makes a Kinyan because of Kvod Aviv. They need money in order. Their father's dying, and they need to bury their father. They're going to need money. So even though it didn't happen yet, so then you can be makna. Or mashatala mitsudasi hayom, the fish that I catch today, because he needs money. So if it's for a present need, so then it's okay, even if for a takana derabanan. So maybe that's why says Yaakov Avinu michra kayom es bechor aschali. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that's the word hayom. Or, suggests the Aruch Chaim, maybe it's based on the tshuva of the Rivash. The Rivash writes in the tshuva that even if you say you can't be makna davar shalom ala olam, through a shvua, if I take an oath, so then it does work. And that's why maybe that Yaakov made Esav swear to him. He shava li va yishava lo, right? He said, swear to me, and that way he was koneit. That's Hishavali Kayoma, Hishavalova, Yakaras Bukharasol Yaakov. That's his second suggestion. Okay, this is the discussion. Why would a Shvua work? Why would a Shvua work? So I swear. If there's a problem with the Kenyan, so swearing about it won't help. So that goes to the root, again, of Makna Davar Shalom Olam. What's the problem? Is it a problem like earlier? What does it sound like? This is the big raya to that understanding. Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, right? The Gemara says there, Hacha Sam Chadayte, Hacha Lo Sam Chadayte. It sounds like it's a Gemira's Das issue. If it's not here, if the fruit aren't in the world yet, then I'm not really serious about this Kenyan. How can I buy something that doesn't exist yet? It's an issue of Umdana and Smichas Das. Is that the problem? So then maybe that's how Shavua helps. If we swear about it, that shows I'm really serious. That shows that I don't have a lack of smichas das. But if the problem is a more formal one, that an acquisition can't happen if the thing isn't here, it doesn't exist yet, so then maybe a shvua won't help. And then that's why other Rishonim don't quote this solution. A shvua won't help because the problem isn't in terms of your das. The problem is the chefsa, the item, that is not subject. And you might be mechalik, again, this is not for now, about being makne a davar shalom bala olam or to be makne to a davar shalom bala olam. Those are the cases we had elsewhere. A man goes over to a non-Jewish woman and says, Hari emukudeshes li likishetis gairi. You know, when you're Jewish, you know, then, you know, this marriage should kick in. Right, that's very unusual. Or the cases of, the Rambam discusses this in Hilchos Ishus, you know, a man goes over to a another man and for Kiddushe Bito. He says, your wife who's pregnant, if it's a girl, I want to be Makadisher. Right, unusual cases, but these are all discussed in this context. Okay, Viter says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Havi Asiv Nakami de Rav Nachman. I was once sitting in front of Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman, who just said this on the last line, right? Rav Nachman said, by Davash Lobo the Olam, but if the guy took fruit, then he doesn't have to pay back. Right? Yishamit v'achil lo mafkinan. Right? That he, so Rava heard Rav Nachman say that, meaning that a mechila b'ta'us is a mechila. He doesn't get the money back. Uboy lo osfi ona'ah. And I was about to ask him a question about ona'ah, because I wanted to prove from ona'ah that a mechila b'ta'us is not good mechila, right? Because as we learned back in the fourth parak, if I overpay by a lot, even if I don't realize it, I get my money back, right? That's called bitul mekach. Remember the three levels: bitul mekach, ona'ah, or mechila. Those were the three levels the Mishnah discussed. So Rava says, I had a great kasha to ask it from ona'ah, but then he must have seen it in my eyes that I was going to ask him a question. So instead, he gave me a proof. Va'odik chazitan eilanis. He brought me a proof from Eilanis to prove his point that mechila b'ta'us is a good mechila. So let's talk about each one of these. What was the question that I wanted to ask him? Fahare ona'ah de mechila b'ta'usi v'lo havi mechila. Oh no, I overpay and I give it to you willingly. That's mechila b'ta'us and that's not a mechila, right? You have to give the money back. So that's a kasha on Rav Nachman. V'yodek chazita an eilanis. But then he proved to me that his shita is correct, that mechila b'ta'us is a mechila from eilanis. And again, as we said, maybe that proves it's a siluk, not a kinyan. But that's the Gemara's question. What's the proof from eilanis? V'hare eilanis, a case of eilanis, a woman who doesn't achieve female characteristics. Eilanis from the word ayil, a male ram, right? That eilanis comes up throughout Shas as a woman who, at a certain age, first of all, lacks certain female characteristics, and then she develops certain characteristics that positively identify her as an eilanis. So, an eilanis gets married, the man and the woman doesn't know that she's an eilanis when they get married. So, what's the halacha if a man is married to an eilanis? Are we eilanis to mechila b'ta'usi, fahavi mechila? That is also mechila b'ta'us. As we'll see, what's the mechila? That even though going in, she might be aware that there might be issues with this marriage, but once the marriage dissolves, as we will see, you don't have to pay things back. Certain things that he consumed, he doesn't have to give back to her, because she was mochila to them. So you see, from the Eilanis case that we're about to quote, mechila b'ta'us is a good mechila, and that Rav Nachman brought as a raya to him. What's the case? Ditzanan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Ksubis, ha mimma enes, case of miyun, as we know, on a daraisa level, a woman can get married in one of two ways, either herself or through kiddushe av. As Tosfos says at the beginning of Zechar Berakin Kiddushin, that was more prevalent in the days of the Rishonim, and they needed it, because you don't know what tomorrow will bring. There are so many tsaras, there are so many pogroms and crusades, the Bali Tosfos right. If we could arrange that my daughter could be taken care of financially, you know, and I can arrange it now. So they did that. They said it's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously in a time period where it's not acceptable, that it's an abuse of the halacha, right? It's not using the chesed of the Torah. But we know that's on a daraisa level. But on a darabana level, Chazal created, discussed in an entire parak of Maseches Yevamos, Kiddushe Miyun, where the mother and the brothers marry her off, which is a Kiddushe Durabanan, and she can walk out whenever she wants. She does not need a get. It's Kiddushe Miyun. So in this type of marriage, where the husband is taking a risk because she could walk out at any time, ha mimma enes, vihashniya, or one of the shnios la'arayos, the whole world of arayos durabanan that the rabbis created. So most of them is because we don't want to get confused. Most of the paternal relatives are daraisa. Most of the maternal relatives are darabanan. But it's very confusing. What's daraisa? What's darabanan? Darabanan added on a number of shnios. Ha eilanis, or the eilanis. That's the one important for us. All these women, ain lohen lo ksuba. They don't get a ksuba because, what's ksuba? Shlote kalav ain of lohotzia. But here, we don't mind. Mamana, she can walk out herself. Shnios, we want them to get divorced. They're living in sin. And an eilanis doesn't get a ksuba because they're not fundamentally married. Velo peros, or the payros that are involved, that he gets the payros that he ate, he doesn't have to return. Velo mizonos, velo, and the chia mizonos that he has, velo belaos, or the items that were worn out that she brought into the marriage, he doesn't have to pay back. Machokas Rashi and Tosfos, what if they're still kayam? Rashi says, even if they're some of them are kayamin, he doesn't have to give them back. Tosfos says, no, only if they're not kayam, if they're not around anymore. But either way, you see from here that Mechila Bitoz, Havi Mechila, says Rav Nachman to Rava. So isn't this a raya? So let's just finish the conversation and then we'll see Tosfos. The Gemara answers, the kasha wasn't really a kasha and the raya wasn't really a raya to this sugya. Each of these cases are unique. Vilohi, lo ona'a havi tiufta, tiufte, velo islandis besayale. Ona wasn't a kasha, and islandis wasn't a proof. Lo ona'a tiufte, ona'a wasn't a kasha. What was the kasha from ona'a? Ah, you see from ona'a that a mechila betos is not a good mechila, you have to pay back. No. De lo yada de isa ona'a de machal gabe. That's not a true case of mechila. What's a case of mechila? I know that I owe you, and I'm being mochelit. I know that I'm giving you something extra, you could keep it. By ona'a, he didn't know he was being ripped off. He thought this was the market price. That's not a true case of mechila. That's a case of mekartos. That's why he goes back. That's not mechila, number one. So that's not a kasha on Rav Nachman. Velo islandis besayale, and also islandis is not a normal case of mechila either. Because, again, mechila means, I should get it back, but, you know, financially, no, I think it says you could keep it. No, here there's a super reason why an eilis would be mochel. A super mechila. She just wants to be married. She just wants to have the knowledge that she has a husband. She could tell everybody. As the Gemara says elsewhere, Tav lemeitav ten dumi lemeitav armelo. A woman even has a stronger need to be married than a man does, the Gemara says. So therefore, this is not a run-of-the-mill case of Mechila, so again, you can't bring a proof. Tosfos here just quotes the Gemara in Ksubis, Tosfos in Hamama Enes. Tosfos discusses what exactly is the case where there is no chiyuv mizonos on the part of the husband, but all these other halachas also kick in. The Gemara discusses, what if they're living together, he has a chiyuv mizonos? And the shnios, are they living together in sin? What's the case? So the case of mizonos is, Tosfos quotes from the Gemara, halach b'ilalim dinas hayam, her husband went out to sea, she went to somebody to borrow money for mizonos, and then she walked out, mima enes. So does he have to pay back for that mizonos? That's the question. A regular case, they're married, he has a chiyuv mizonos. That's the case. Islandus also, he discusses, yesh lefarish binyan zeh, de la mizonos sha'achar miyun v'achar shnim zeh, islandus. After, right, you have to come up with some kind of case, because if it's after she does miyun, if it's after islandus, then obviously she doesn't have mizonos, they're not married. And then Tosfos says, shnia ein lefarish biyasva tute. By the shnios, by this Rabbanan, you also cannot explain that they're living together. Obviously, if they're living in sin, none of the marriage obligations are there, because we just want them to get divorced. But it must be la'achar misa ayri. The sagada the yeshla kamol almana kedamina hasa. Maybe after the husband dies and they're not living in sin anymore, maybe there would be mizonos. Okay. Either way, Shnius Varayos is the one of like two or three examples whenever the Rishonim want to quote a fulfillment of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos of Asus Yag LaTorah, that's what they quote. All the Rishonim Pirkei Avos, Rabbeinu Yonah, on Pirkei Avos, when he wants to describe an entire area in Halacha that is a fulfillment of the charge of Asus Yag LaTorah, one of the first things that Ashkenaz Gadol said, right? So that's what they quote. Asus Yag LaTorah, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Ki inyan shenemar v'ushvarta b'mishparti, asu mishmeres l'mishparti. Right? Make a mishmeres to my mishpar. And then he quotes, Vasyag hu davar gadol u'mishubach la'asos gedel mitzvos. L'bal yuchal lihi kasho bahem. Syagim that the Rabbanan made are crucial for our spiritual well-being. So when we fulfill the siyagim, Rabbi Yonah even says, chibev hayira yoser bimasha osa mitzvah atzma. You're really showing that you love the halacha. Because I don't even get near the cliff. An aveira d'araisa is like a cliff. A siyag keeps me away from the cliff. So if I really care about not falling off the cliff, I'll fulfill the siyagim. That's the importance of Asus Yag LaTorah, says Rabbeinu Yonah. That is an important ta'ara. The Rambam discusses this also in Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam discusses 2 points. Number one, how do the rabbis have the power of Asus Yag LaTorah? Isn't it a violation of Bal Tosif? That's a little sugya that has to be explained. You know, I'll let it add on to mitzvahs. Bal Tosif, it's Issa Darais, it's add on to the mitzvahs. So how did the Rabbanan add on? So the Rambam explains in a well-known piece. If the Rabbanan would say, we're adding on and we're creating more Dinim Daraisa, that would be Bal Tosif. But if the Rabbanan say, no, this is the Din Daraisa, we are adding on our own mitzvos Darabanan in order to safeguard, and they acknowledge the difference between Darabanan and Daraisa. And maybe that's why they even created the principle of Savik Daraisa Lachumra, Savik Darabanan Lakula, in order to keep the distance between the two. That's not a problem. That's fine. That's protection. Said im yavo bezem v'yatir basar chaya b'chalav harei ze goreya v'im yaser basar ha'of v'yomer shu b'chlal gidi harei aser ben haTorah harei ze bal tosif. If they blur the lines, aval. But if they say basar ha'of, chicken and milk is mutar ben haTorah v'yonu nesar osovado dia la'abshi gzeira shelo yavo ben haDavar churva. And people might say chicken is aser daraisa. So that people might say that meat is a mutter, so it's just a siyag. Ein ze mosif ela ose siyag la Torah. If we say all these iser arayos are daraisa, that would be a problem. But it's not. It's aser bidrabanan, and it's just to safeguard us and protect us. Those are the isurei drabanan, and the rabanan even once in a while go even further. Sometimes they'll knock out a din daraisa. But that's not on a on a permanent basis. And that's why the Rambam gives the mashal, the beautiful mashal, Kishem sha'arofei chotech yado raglo shalzeh, kedesh yichya kulo. Sometimes, rachmana litzlan, a limb has to be amputated in order to save the life of the person. So too, the Rabbanan once in a while have to amputate a mitzvah in order to save the rest of the Torah. Sometimes they'll have to knock out shofar on Rosh Hashanah that shechal is b'Shabbos. It's terrible! So mitzvah daraisa Rosh Hashanah today. You know what? We have to save the organism. The entire organism needs to live. That's why we have to cut off the leg. That's the power of Yesh Koach B'Achachamim, Laka Dover Min HaTorah, B'Shev Al Taseh. That's this marshal the Rambam gives. Kach Bezdin, Morin, Bizman Min Azmanim, Lavra Al Mitzvah, Mixas Mitzvos, Lefi Shah, Kedesh Yizkai Mukulon, Kederach Sh'amru Chachamim Rishonim, Chalel Sh'alav Shabbos Achas, Kedesh Yishmar Shabbosos Harbi. He quotes the Gemara in Yuma. Okay, there's a lot more there when it comes to Asus Yag LaTorah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a piece on it on Pirkei Avos, but we'll have to leave it for now. Says the Gemara, Hahi Itza. Next story. Hahi Itza to Amrle Laho Gavra. A woman says to a man, Zilzav in Liara Mikrevai. The woman gives the man money. It says, could you please go buy a property from one of my relatives? You know, I'm busy, but you know, go do it for me. Azal Zav in La. So he went and bought one. Amarle says the relative, the seller, Iavi Lizuze, Mahadrisli Nielai. I would appreciate if I know I'm selling to you because I need some cash right now, but if I ever get money, I'd like to buy back my field. I'd like to buy back my field. Amarle, so this Shliach says, At Vinavla Achi. You and Navla are brothers. What does that mean? You and Navla are brothers. Navla is either a proper name, Rashi says, or Navla is a word that is universal gender. Right? It means a person. Advanavlachi, meaning, come on, you and the woman that sent me, your relatives, you'll work it out in the future. Don't worry about it. That's what he's saying. He's calming him down. The question is, so is that serious? Does that have a lachic basis? Do we say now that he's really committing to the condition of the seller, that if he ever comes with money, he'll give it back? What does that mean? At v'navla achi. So Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, kol at v'navla achi, we'll go with our girsa, Amar samcha daite v'lo gamaru makni. What does that mean? Samcha daite, the seller, trusts that this is true, and therefore he does not have das to be makna this unconditionally. He is only giving it on condition that when he gets money, he'll be able to buy it back. That's our girsa. The Grub points out that the Rambam seems to have the opposite girsa of lo samcha daite velo kana klum. Okay, opposite girsa. But either way, that's the story, again, having to do with whether a person is serious when they make such a condition of at v'navla achi. Weiter. Back to the Mishnah. Ara. By the way, the Ritva discusses why isn't this type of asmachta. So he discusses maybe asmachta is only if something doesn't happen. Here, it's if something does happen. It's yours, but if I have enough money, I would like to buy it back. He discusses that point. Weiter. Back to the Mishnah. Ara Hadra. Peire Mai. So the Mishnah, remember the Mishnah's case, if I have to pay you back. And if I don't pay you back on time, then the field, this is field that's worth much more, is going to be yours. So we said that's the case of Asmachta. The Mishnah says it works because Asmachta Kanya, but we pass Asmachta Lo Kanya. It's not going to work. So the land goes back. Ara Hadra, Peire Mai. What about the Peire? What about the fruits? So we mentioned before, Rav Nachman said, Hadra Peire. So now we're discussing that again. Peire Mai, meaning how far do we say the Peire should go back? But is that because it's real ribis, or maybe ribis derabanan? What's the nafka mina? Rav Nachman said peiri hadri ribis ketsutza haviv yotzin b'dayanim odil b'kiavak ribis haviv ein yotzin. Once we paskit that it's a problem of asmachta, now we're already getting to the world of the kinyan didn't work. So if the kinyan doesn't work, and you have to give it back. And if he takes it, would that be a violation of ribis daraisa or ribis derabanan? Nafka mina, whether yotze b'dayanim or not. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huda, mistavra kiava ribis aviv, yotze b'dayanim. If that wasn't a condition based on the loan, so I think, says Rabba bar Rav Huda, that it's only ribis derabanan, and therefore Bezin will not force it out. V'chein amar Rava, kiava ribis aviv, yotze b'dayanim. Period. Good. Amar le abaya le Rabba, mashkanta mai. And this will relate to what we just said. What about a case of mashkanta? What's the case of mashkanta? I give you a field as a mashkon. Rashi explains in the first few medium lines. I give you a field, and we don't specify. I give you a mashkon, and you eat fruit during the time before I pay you back. Mashkanta mai. Hasam. So in that case, do we say, is that ribis daraisa? What's that case? Hasam taima. Do we say that in our Mishnah, the reason it's ribis darabanan is because? Hasam taima by bishom de lo katzlei, hachanami lo katzlei. Nothing was specified in amounts, right? It was just the fine at the end if it's not paid up. But we didn't say, we didn't discuss it in the ribis world, and therefore it's not really ribis daraisa. So here too, it would only be ribis derabanan, which would not be yosei b'dayanim. O dilma no, hasam zvini achalva. At least in the Mishnah it was a little better, because it was really a sale. And here, it is a halva. So amarle hasam time amay mishum de lo katzlei, hakanami lo katzlei. So he thinks that it would both be a ribis derabanan. Amar Rav Papi, last line of the topic, Avad Ravina Uvda V'chashiv. Ravina had a case like this, and he calculated how much was taken, V'yafik Peire. And he was motzi the fruit, meaning Yotzeh B'dayanim, Deloka Rabba Bar Rav Huda. He considered it Ribis Daraisa, not just a case of Ribis Darabanan. Period. End of our discussions, a little bit of a Ribis. Just one other case of Ribis that comes up. The Chashuk Yechemin here quotes it, and that is, if somebody lends money to an ani, or to somebody who needs it, and with that money, he could have invested and made some money instead of lending it, could he deduct that from Eisr Ksafim? The amount of profit that he would have made had he not lent the money. It's a profit that he lost. So that's number one. Number two, he thinks, forget that, but maybe it would be a case of ribis, because I'm gaining from you, because I not only lent you 100, but now I'm also getting some other benefit from you, from deducting the Meiser money. See, he did not think that you could do that. But then he discusses, what about a doctor? A doctor who charges less to a patient who really can't afford it. Could you count that as Meiser Ksafim? So that he says yes. That he thinks yes. He's Mevater. Yochol l'achod l'aschum shalav mi Meiser Ksafim me'achar, because me'ikra did, he should be getting more. He's giving a discount. There's no kind of loan there or anything. So that he assumes he would be able to deduct that. Okay, Rabosa, we are up to the sugyas of mashkon. Mashkon, collaterals, cases where there is a mashkon, and there is, it borders on the ribis sugya, but we'll see there are different types of arrangements that are discussed in the three or four types of arrangements that are all going to be discussed right now. So Amar Mar Breder of Yosi Mishmei Derava. Hamashkanta. In a case of a mashkon, where, you know, I give you land, you know, I borrowed money from you, and I give you a piece of land to hold on to in the interim. Biasr, the misalki, in a place that we could remove you. What does that mean? In a place where, let's say I get the money even before the time is up. I could give you, pay you, and get my land back. So it's always in my control to get my land back. That's Ba'asra de Misalki. In a place where it's in my control to get the land back. So then, Ochal Shir Zuzei Misalkinamle. Once a Malve eats the fruit of the field, the amount of the loan, Misalkinamle, he's off. Meaning not only if I actually pay you, but once you ate enough of the loan, then you're also off. We remove you. Ochal Tvei, what if before we realize he ate even more fruit than the loan? Lo Mafkinamle, we won't take it back from him. That's not Ribbis Daraisa. Veloma Chashvina Mishtara Lashtara. Also, if let's say there are five different loans that this Malva and Lova has. Once you eat more, I gave you this field for loan A, not for loan B and C. But just because you ate more, we won't apply it to the others. We'll say, no, you shouldn't have done it, but it's not connected one to the other. Ubidiyasmi, but if it's from Yesomim, Achal Shir Zuze Misalkinale, once you ate the Shir Zuz, then we remove you, as in the other case, Achal Tvei Mafkinamine. We always try to get it back for the Yesomim, Umechashvina Mishtara Lashtara. And we would be Mechashe for the benefit of the Yesomim, if they owe you other loans, so that if you ate more, then we'll apply that to another loan, and the Yesomim won't have to pay. That's by a case of Asra de Misalki, a place where, what's the point of an Asra de Misalki? The Lova has rights there. If I could come to you and pay you for it now. So that shows that your hold on it is more tenuous. That's why these halachas apply. Amar Ravashi, Hashe da'ar medach al tvei lo mafkina mine. Ravashi says, but once you say the halach is that if he had eaten more, then we wouldn't be motzi it from him. Och al shir zuze nami lo misalkina le below zuze. Even, he says, I hold, that even if he's eaten the amount of the loan, we still won't remove him until the lova actually pays. My taima, siluke below zuze, afuke minehi, havi avagribis. Vavagribis and Yosef b'dayonim. Since they didn't make this condition, eating equals payment, they didn't say that beferish, so it's all called avagribis, which is not Yosef b'dayonim. So therefore, by removing him, that would be kind of being motzi et b'dayanim, saying, this is enough. And that's why Rav Ashi argues and says, no, we would not remove him from the field, even if he ate the amount of the loan. Abad Rav Ashi uvda v'yisomim ketanim kigedolim. Rav Ashi treated yisomim ketanim like dolim, meaning Rashi on top, the avagav da achla shir zuzi lomas alkina, we didn't remove him because, again, it's avagribis, like we just said, and we don't get involved. Really, if they would have made that condition, that would have been great. You know, once you eat enough, amount of the loan, then you're off. They didn't make that condition, so Bezit is not going to step in. That is case number one. Halacha number one. Amar Rava Breder Rav Yosef Bishmei the Rava. Hai Mashkanta da Asra de Misalki. In a case where, as we said, the Lovik could pay up whatever he wants. Lo Nechol Ela Binichyasa. Really, they should only, the malve should only eat from the field with nichyasa. That is an agreed upon deduction. Meaning, it doesn't matter how much this field produces or not. Maybe it won't produce anything. But we are making a condition that every year there's 200 taken off of my loan. Because that's probably what it's going to produce. Why is that mutter? Because there's a risk factor. If it doesn't produce this much, it's still 200 is going to be taken off. And as we've said earlier in the parak, if there's also a risk factor, there's not only a benefit. Ribbis is only when there's only a benefit. But if there's also a risk factor, so then that's not going to be Ribbis Drabanan. Right? That's the what the Gemara says here in the name of Rava. Again, Hai Mashkata Ba'asha de Masalki, Lo Necho, he should not eat it, Ela B'nechyasa, unless there is a fixed deduction. Third line of Rashi. She inachelo menachov davar katsuv lashana. Right? Every year. Dinira kamokrolo. Right? Because then it gets out of the, how we would view it as ribbis. But says the Gemara, if it's serva me rabbanon, midi rabbanon, but a rabbi, afil bechras yolanechel. He shouldn't do this. It's too close. It's too close. It still looks like ribbis. You're eating more, even with a little fixed deduction. Rashi, important Rashi. But serve me drabanan. Shetzarich liyasher drachav. He has to make his path straight. Ule his kadesh af b'mutterlo. And be makadesh even in what's mutter. Pen yomadu mimeno lazalzo b'yisurin. Maybe they'll be mezalzel in Isurim, and they learn from him. There's an unbelievable line in the Ritva, the Ritva in Moed Katan, on Daf Yud Beis, where the Ritva says, many times people look at rabbis and only learn from their bad things, not from their good things. Meaning, all from when they stay up all night learning, and Osek B'Tzarchei Tzibur, that's, You know, that's, but it says that the Ritva, according to Yerushalmi, Moikatan Yud Beis, Yalfidan mi Kalkilya, below Yalfidan mi Takanta, Klomar, Bene Adam Krovim lo Momen Advarm Hamakul Kalim, Yoser Men Advarm Hamasukanim, Velakach Yeshla Adam Chashuv, Li Zoher B'Masav Ma'od. Right, he has to be very, very careful. Rav Schachter likes to quote and explain the line of Adam Chashav Shaini that comes up in the Gemara various times, that many times people, the Hamonan, will look at a Talmud Chacham and say, oh, he does that, so I could be like right under that. But that, I'm not on that level, so I'll do a little bit less. So that's why the Adam Chashav has to go even higher, so that the people who go right under him would be able to do Biyana on that level. So that's what the Gemara says here. But again, a fascinating Har and Rashi. Rashi says the Tzurim Rabbanan has to be, you know, act higher. There are two well-known Rambans, Al HaTorah, where the Ramban says you got to do above and beyond for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is V'yasisa HaYashir V'atov. In Vaeschanan, the Ramban has well-known words. You have to do what Hashem would want, even if there's no specific mitzvah. Hashem gives you 613 rules. You got to figure out in the other context what Hashem would want. Vasisa Yashvatov, what's the most famous Ramban? Kedoshim to you. Beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. Rashi, in this Rashi, quotes both implicitly. Shetzarach li yasher drachav, Vasisa Yashvatov, and then Ulehis Kadesh af b'mutterlo. So those two Ramban's ideas are embedded in this one line of Rashi. Amazing. Okay. Let's continue. So the Gemara says that this type of arrangement, though it looks okay, right, what's the case? You give me a mashkon, and I say, okay, great. Every year, I deduct 200. It doesn't matter. Maybe you won't even eat any fruit. Right? It doesn't matter. 200 to take it off, so that's mutter. But the Gemara says, a rabbi shouldn't use this. Survey Erban and Talmud Chacham, that people look at him for guidance. Afilu bechadas yol anechol. Elamai anechol. So, let's say he wants to lend money, but he wants insurance. Right? So what should he do? Big kitsusa, he should use kitsusa, some type of limitation of his benefits. We don't know what that is yet, but let's continue. The Gemara will discuss it. So, hanich leman da'amar kitsusa sharya. If you say this arrangement is mutter, then fine. El leman da'amar kitsusa asir ma'ikel ameymar. But if you say it's asir, then what option is left? De'itmar, because we have a discussion. Kitsusa pligiba ravacha veravina. Chadamar kitsusa sharya. One opinion is that kitsusa is sharya, a type of limiting the benefits. V'chadamar kitsusa asira. So, if you say it's usher, then we're still stuck. What does the Talmud Chacham do? But now the Gemara gets back to, so what is it? Hey, chidah mikitsusa, what's the case? The Amar Lei, where the Malvis says, ad chameshnin achil nala balonech yasa. First 5 years, I'm eating without any deductions. Mikan ve'elech, shamina lechal kulu pere. And afterwards, then everything I eat is going to be paid back to you. What's going on here? It's as if, what's the tzad to say it's mutter? It's more of like a sharecropper, as we're going to have much discussion later on in the Masechta. What does he say? First 5 years, I'm taking the money, it's all mine, I'm investing it. The next 5 years is all going to be yours. So that is a limitation of his benefits for only 5 years. So that doesn't look like ribbis. According to the Manta Amre, that kitsusa is mutter. Ika da Amre, or the other version of what kitsusa is, ko balonich yasa aser. No, those first 5 years, that doesn't sound good. You're eating 5 years worth of fruit from the person who you lent money to for a period, not giving him anything, that would be usur. Aval hechida b'kitsusa, da'amar lei, ad chamishanin achil nebelech yasa. The first 5 years, I'm going to deduct. Mikan ve'elach, shamina lechol kulu peri. And after that, all profits are yours. Anything that grows in this field are yours. So either way, that's a more limiting type of kitsusa. So man da'amar kam maisa, da'asar bekam maisa, shari bebas raisa. If you say the first one's asar, the second one would be mutter, because the second one is less of a problem. It's more limiting to the malve. Man da'asar bebas raisa, hechi shari lemechal. But if you say the second one's asar, the first one's for sure asar, and we're back to our question. So how could a Talmud Chacham lend money and still have some security? He can't do binich yasa, he can't do kitsusa, so what does he do? Shari ki mashkanta desura. He does mashkanta desura. What's mashkanta desura? The kasvi bahachi b'mishlam shnei ilain tefek ara double okesef. You make some type of arrangement that I'm going to eat Paris for 10 years, and then this field's going to go back to you. Period. No money exchanged. So that's it. If there's an automatic clause, if there's a clause that automatically is going to go back to you without having to pay anything, so then that would be allowed. That's called mashkanta desura. And again, all of these types of mutter relationships and conditions all play into the eventual heter iska, what was used generations later, all these different types of conditions. Hi, Mashkanta, Ba'aser, the Masalki, they now related to other areas of Halacha. A mashkon that I can now, I'm the lover, I could any day come to you with money and get my mashkon back. That shows that you don't really own it. So, there are other halachas that evolve. Ein balchov gove heimena. If you have a balchov, you the malve, who are holding onto my field, if you have a different balchov that wants to come take land from you, you can't take this land, because it's not really yours. I can get it anytime I want. V'ena b'char nota pa'bishnayim. If the malve dies, his son does not get double. That's not called muchsak. That's called ra'ui. It's not his property yet. V'shvi'is mishamtasa. This is not called a halva'a al hamashkon. The Mishnah says in Shvi'is that if you have a halva'a with a mashkon, a collateral, that's not subject to Shvi'itas k'safim. That loan does not disappear. But here, the loan disappears. Because it's not fully yours. I can get it back whenever I want. Ubiasra delo misalki, but in an area, in a place where, if I give you a mashkon, you have it for the amount of time of the loan. If I come with the money, it doesn't matter. You don't have to give it back to me. Then the opposite. Balchov gove heimenu, ubachar noto bovishnaim, vein shvias mishamtasa. And shvias would not be mishamit. Period. There is a major discussion elsewhere. We don't have time for it right now. When we say in general, a balchov is kone mashkon, what level of kinyan is that? The din of Rabbi Yitzchak. In Kedushin Dav Ches, right? What does that mean? Is that the Kone? Does that mean like a Shoel? Does that mean like a Shomer Sachar? Right? All different days. And then we showed him. It comes up later in the Masechta. By the Shem, we will get back to it. V'yomer Marzucha Mishmei Derav Papa. Hi, Mashkanta Basher the Misalki. Again, a Mashkon where the Malva can be removed. Misalki Levia Filu Mitamri Dabudia. If the Lovik comes and pays for it, he takes back his piece of land, even from fruit that have already been cut, that are lying on the mat to dry, he even gets that back. If the Malva had already picked them up, so then it's his. That's a Kinyan Agba. He doesn't get it back. But if he didn't do that, then the Lovik could even get that back. This is a big sugya. Also, Kinyan Chatzer. What does the Kli have to have a rim? Does it not have a rim? What if it's not a flat Kli? Why do you define chatzer? It's a big discussion on this line. And if you say that if the kli of a buyer in the Rishus of the Mocher is still kona, if my bag, if I'm in a store and I put something in my bag, if you say that that already works, then the kinyan would work even if he didn't pick it up, because that's already kinyan chatzer of his bag. Okay, we'll have to stop here. There's a lot more. Ben Hashem, tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle. Samach Ches, and Hashem will pick up next time with Samach Ches.